Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit you inquired about. Was this for you or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay, is this Ruby? Okay, now Ruby, were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer products?
Yeah, but after 5 years ago, ovarian cancer.
Okay, I'm
When I was
sorry.
coming up. When I was coming out, all I was doing putting relaxers in my hair.
Okay. So, Ruby, again, my name is Courtney, and then this is on a recorded line. You wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit? Okay, and you did not have an attorney at this time, correct, Ruby? Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm, correct? Or signed any documents? Okay. And you used hair straightener and chemicals within the last 20 years?
No, when I got older, I stopped using them.
Okay. But it was within the last 20 years is what I'm saying. Okay. And then you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, you said? I'm sorry to hear that. What type of ovarian cancer was it?
I'm still going through the treatments and stuff now.
Okay, do you know the subtype of this ovarian cancer or no?
No.
Okay, so you are filing this on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yeah.
When were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
5 years ago.
Okay, do you know the month, date, and year?
Oh.
Was it in 2020 or 2019?
I believe it might be in 2019 or 2020, somewhere in there.
Okay, do you know a month and a date? Was it the beginning of the year, end of the year?
It's probably the middle of the year, because it was warm, spring. It was springtime.
So would you say like March, April, May?
Yeah, somewhere
Well, I need a date.
in there. March, but I can't remember when I went to the doctor. When they told me I had ovarian cancer, like in May or I'm saying April. It's like April the 15th or something like that.
April 15th, 2019. Okay. Who was your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Olasky, I'll
Dr.
call Olasky.
Orlaski. Where's he located at?
In Hickory.
Hickory, North Carolina. All right, I found him. Is he your treating doctor as well?
And but I go to the Catawba Moore Hospital to do my treatments.
Okay, hold on one second, okay? How old were you when you got diagnosed with cancer? How old are you now?
I'm 60. I turned 60 in August.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
August the 30th, 1964.
Okay, hold on one second. April 15, 2019. Okay, so you're 55 when you got diagnosed.
Yeah, something like
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. And then you don't currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct? Okay, you were using hair relaxer for more than four times in a single year prior to diagnosis, correct? On average, how many times a year were you using the hair relaxer?
Probably about like 12 or 13 times, 14.
What, 13 or 14 times?
14.
14 times a year? Okay. And then where were you diagnosed at? Were you diagnosed at what was the diagnosing facility?
I went to Carolina Oncologist Specialist,
Hickory.
Doctor Lasky, yeah, in Hickory.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, hold on one second. Carolina. Oncology specialist. PA. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get this information.
Okay.
And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
You said your birthday was August 30th, 1964?
Yeah.
Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Do you have any friends and family member that were also affected with the hair loss, with the hair relaxers, and that needed help filing a claim?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. How old were you when you first started doing hair relaxer?
I was about 14, 15 years old.
Okay, how about this? When did you start using hair relaxer?
When I was a teenager.
Like 14?
Yeah.
13 or 14?
14.
14? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on 1 second. So that would be in 1978. What month and date in 1978 do you think you started using it?
Oh, it
summertime, wintertime, fall?
I'm saying like the fall time, when time to go back to school.
Like September 1st?
Yeah.
1978? When did you stop using hair relaxer?
In, let's see, probably like 2018
or 19.
2018
or 19? 19. Okay. When in 2019 do you think you started using it? Beginning of the year, end of year, or stopped using it?
Probably like the middle of the year.
Well, if you got diagnosed 4/15/2019, then it was before that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe April 1st or March 3rd?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So, what, to the best of your knowledge, you have to pick a date. What would you pick?
The 12th.
So, 4/12/2019?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is in the state of Louisiana? Or, I'm
no,
sorry,
it wasn't in,
North Carolina.
It wasn't, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. And you said you were 14 when you started using it. Okay. And you were using these products monthly?
I'm going to say like every 3-4 months, every 3 months.
2019 minus 1978. Approximately 41 years you were taking it. Did you do it at home or at a salon or both?
At home.
Okay. And then you're not currently using products, correct?
No.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I ain't got none of them now. None.
Okay, what brand name did you use? Dark and Lovely, Motion, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Revlon? No,
Dark and Lovely. It was, okay. I mean, mostly it was Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
And sometimes when they didn't have it, I used something else. I can't think of the name of those.
Okay, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 years after using the product regularly for at least a year? Correct, right?
Yeah.
Have there been periods that the hair relaxer was stopped, or did you continuously use it?
I mean, I stopped just on my own because I got tired of doing it. I started cutting my hair.
Okay, but you never stopped in between the uses of the original dates, right? You stopped after?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you first become aware of the link between your diagnosis and that? Was that the hair relaxer and your diagnosis? Was that your diagnosis date?
No, with the date when my doctor told me that I had ovarian cancer.
On 4/15/2019, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, what type of treatment have you received?
I did chemo. And then I have to get a shot.
Radiation?
No, I have to do radiation, just chemo.
Just chemo? Okay, anything else?
And there's some kind of shot that you do your chemo this day, then the next day you go back and get a shot.
Okay. Did you have to have a hysterectomy or anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And then when did you start treatment?
Okay, I started treatment in, what was it, down September, August? I started, my first treatment was in, I want to say, like, I'm saying like, the, month where, when I was diagnosed, I started doing my chemo then. And I did like about 8 or 9 treatments.
Okay, so in May or right away in April?
Just right after the doctor diagnosed me. He said,
okay, I'll just put the date. I'll put your diagnosis date. That's fine. And it's the same doctor was your treating doctor?
Yeah.
Your diagnostic doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then where were you treated at? What hospital?
Catawba Memorial. I mean, Catawba Valley Medical Center.
How do you spell it?
C-A-T-A-W-B-A, Catawba.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm just getting this information really quick, okay? Hold on 1 second. All right. And then do you have any, your major medical problem was ovarian cancer. Did you have any pre-existing conditions like obesity, diabetes, or previous cancers?
No.
Okay. What is your gender, female or male?
Female.
What is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And then it's Ruby, R-U-B-Y.
Yes.
And then last name is S-H-U-F-O-R-D.
Yes.
Okay. What is your ethnicity? Are you black, white, Native American, or other?
Black.
Okay. What is your current weight and height?
My weight is 215 and I weigh 5'8".
Okay. And then no suffix in your name, right? You're not a junior or anything? Okay. Are you unemployed at this time or are you currently working?
No, I'm disabled now.
Disabled. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is your social?
232-987-884.
Okay. 232-987-884.
Yeah.
232-987-884, correct?
Yeah.
Do you have health insurance coverage?
Yeah.
Okay, who's your provider?
I got the red, white, and blue card, Medicare. And United Health.
Okay, you have a medical, Medicare, United Healthcare. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then I have your phone number as 828-568-4864. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
1141 15th Street Southwest, Hickory, North Carolina, 28602.
Okay. 1141 15th Street
Southwest, Hickory, North Carolina, 28602.
Okay, is that a house?
Yes.
Okay. 1141 15th Street Southwest, Hickory, North Carolina, 28602.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right. Do you have documents to support your diagnosis, your medical records, or you could get them if needed?
Yeah, I can get them if needed.
Either electronically or both in the mail? I said you could provide them either electronically or in the mail.
Yeah, mail.
Okay, so we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically,
okay.
We only reach out to the loved ones if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. Who would you like me to put? Do you have someone that you could put?
Donald Schufer.
Is that your husband?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. SH2F4D. And what's his phone number?
828-291-2543.
What's the last four?
291-2543.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. So was there any other information you want me to put to the file? I'm going to go ahead and review and send you your documents. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ruby, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer products. You did not have an attorney at this time. You are willing to affirm you haven't signed any documents. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. And your date of diagnosis was 4/15/2019. Richard Orlowski was your doctor, treating and diagnosing doctor at the Carolina Oncologist Specialist. Your date of birth was 8/30, right? 1964?
Yeah.
8/30/1964. Okay, I want to make sure these dates are right. 8/30/1964. And then you started using hair relaxer 9/1/78 and then stopped using it 4/12/2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Ruby Shepherd. Okay. I think everything looks right. And then you have Donald Shepherd as your primary emergency contact number, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I missed one thing.
Can I put another primary contact?
You don't want to put your husband?
Yeah, I just leave it like that. Just leave it like that.
Okay. Okay, and your treated date 2019, 4/15 is what we kept it at. Okay, have you ever used a DocuSign agreement, ma'am?
Have I ever used what?
A DocuSign agreement?
No.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. What I'm going to do is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's pretty easy. I'm going to text them to you, Ruby, for you to go ahead and complete. What's going to happen is it's going to say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign. So you're going to want to open the text message and follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You may have to draw it with your finger. Press accept and then tap the yellow boxes where it's asking for you to sign and then press finish. And then let me know once you're able to do that. Okay. And okay. I'll stay on hold.
All right.
If you have any questions, let me know.
Okay.
That one was real quick. Oh, I can't believe. How How do you know? On that third of that same thing. Maybe he's wrong. There he's not his fault, but where he's one of them. I just don't understand that. Well, has there been any trouble between them? Is that? No, sir, I haven't known. But with my cup of time, that's over mine. I would have shot him if I don't know what it was. But wait. Is he criminal in there? No, they were shooting me, sir. There were. Yeah. Just don't make sense. You've been arrested, Mike. No, no, I'm not spoken. Your premises are. They'll try to leave your place. They'll try to attach.
Oh, I won't. I'm going to find out my cat in the morning. I'll be there at that point.
All right. Do you have any questions? Were you able to complete it?
Yeah, I don't have no questions.
Let me go ahead and see if I can, if you completed it.
Okay.
Okay, have you opened it yet?
Yeah, I done opened it. I read through it. Last thing I see, say sign. I signed
it. So did you press adopt and sign and then tap all the fields where it's asking you for you to sign and then press finish?
Wait a minute. Yeah, the mic had to start over. Okay. Oh, there you go now. I see it now.
Okay, what does it say now, ma'am?
I'm at a required initial here.
Yes, so press initial.
Okay.
Okay, and now what does it say?
You got Ruby Schufert signature applied.
Okay, so tap all the yellow boxes and then you'll come to a finish button. Press the finish button.
Okay.
And let me know once you press finish.
Well, I'm ready to press finish now. I believe I done signed everything. Let me go back and make sure. Well, I'm going to push finish now.
Okay, press finish. Okay, Ruby, perfect. Yeah, you completed it. Thank you for doing that. So now that that's done, just remember this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. Also, Ruby, I'm going to send you my phone number so you have my direct phone number. You can call me if you have any questions regarding the firm or regarding your case. And then also I'll send you the attorney's phone number for you to keep an eye out for, okay? They'll be calling you probably within the next week or so, give or take, to follow up with you regarding your claim, okay? It's really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm. And then also, it's really important that you keep an eye out for the law firm, okay?
Okay.
I sent you my direct phone number. I'm going to send you another text message with the attorney's info, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions for me today, ma'am?
No.
All right. My sympathy goes out to you. I hope this works for you and your family.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.